This is Lancer Radio coming to you live on this Halloween day from a beautiful Pasadena City College campus. And as we look at what's happening for Halloween, Rob Zombie had a great idea this year. Of course, Rob Zombie, heavy metal musician, horror filmmaker, he has now created a Southern California Halloween first that combines horror and heavy metal with 15 nights of concerts and three houses for a Halloween haunt. On the phone with me right now, John Reese, co-producer of the music for this experience, which is called Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare. Now, let me tell you a little bit about John, who is the president of SGE, Synergy Global Entertainment. His production company produces hundreds of live concert events all over the world every year. I didn't happen to mention that those three houses of Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare are based on three of his movies. Now, they warn us, this is not for the faint of heart. This is not for anybody who is offended easily or frightened easily. I've even heard that one of the co-producers of the music doesn't go in the haunted houses because they scare him half to death. So in a little bit, we're going to have John Reese on the phone here. I do want to also be sure and tell you, as we're talking about Halloween, that we have some special events here on Pasadena City College campus. We have the Ujima program. You'll be hearing from a guest from there in a little bit who's going to be talking about the party they're having in the Wi-Fi lounge happening at noon today. I believe that the gremlins that have been affecting our phone have finally decided to behave themselves here. So let's see if we have John Reese, co-producer of music for Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare, which, by the way, happening out at the Fairplex, or should we say Fearplex in Pomona. Hi, John. You with me?
I'm here. How are
you? Yay. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
Tell me, please, how did Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare come about?
Well, I tell you, we started talking about this back in January of this year, and, you know, Rob is probably the preeminent horror guy in the world, and we had him as the headliner on our Mayhem Festival this last year, and you know, combining what he does in music and what he does in his films, we just felt like there was a tremendous place to create this amazing event that has really been blowing people's minds.
Tell me about your role in this, co-producing the music.
Well, there's really four of us. It's Steve Kopelman who is producing the haunted house portion of the event with curation from Rob, and then Kevin Lyman and I, who are partners on the Mayhem Festival, and Kevin also does the Vans Warped Tour. We started speaking with Rob back in January about putting together this major event, and I had known Steve for many years from being in Phoenix, Arizona. So I called Steve, and Steve has, you know, a number of haunted houses throughout the country. He also owns hauntedhouse.com, and I pitched him on the idea, and he flew in, and we all met and figured this would be a pretty exciting event to put on. So, you know, we all got together, and through a lot of planning and a lot of finance expense, we put together what we feel like is a great horror/Halloween/October event.
Tell me about these haunted houses. I understand they're based on Rob Zombie's movies.
They are. We've got three pretty incredible mazes. One's based on Lords of Salem, which is a movie of his that just came out, and it's a pretty insane adventure because you put a hood over your head, and so you're in complete darkness, and you roll through some pretty crazy stuff. And then the next one is actually El Super Bisto, which is a movie that he did as well, and it's actually kind of like a cartoon, if you will, an evil cartoon. And it's amazing. You put on 3D glasses and go through that. And then, you know, the biggest one is the Haunt of a Thousand Corpses, which is from his film House of a Thousand Corpses. And the kind of the other part of that is it's the murder ride. It's all the famous serial killers throughout history. And it's not for the faint of heart. It's not really something that we encourage, you know, people under the age of 18 to go to. It's really an intense, you know, visual, and it's an intense journey, if you will. And then we've got the Bloody Boulevard, which is our big festival area where we've got tons of giant creatures and roving monsters that just cruise through. We've got great food that the Fairplex has gotten us out there as well. And there's lots of places to hang out and to enjoy. And then then there's the big music room, which, you know, tonight is Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys and Agent Orange and Andrew W.K. and more. And then tomorrow night is a huge night for us with Rob Zombie and Powerman 5000 and Destroyed, which is Excision, a big EDM artist. So tomorrow night we're doing a big rock show from 7 to 10, and then at 10:30 it's going to clip into EDM night, and we're going to have a big, you know, dance party, if you will.
EDM, electronic.
The morning. And then the final night is Rob's closing the final night with Eagles of Death Metal, Powerman 5000, and 45 Grave.
Wow, that's some heavy metal lineups there. That's incredible.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Before we have to go to break here, I understand that your company, SGE, gets some rave reviews from working with musicians. They say that you treat them like they're the only client, like you're a small business. What's been one of your best experiences with those 15 nights?
We do a number of big festivals. I produced the Oddball Comedy Festival this year with Dave Chappelle and Flight of the Conchords. That was really the first big, giant outdoor touring comedy festival. We also produced Identity, which is a big EDM festival that goes throughout the country, as well as Uproar, which this year was headlined by Alice in Chains and Jane's Addiction. And then we also do the Mayhem Festival, which I do in partnership with Kevin Lyman, who owns the Vans Warped Tour.
And what's one of your absolute best moments from working with some of the musicians from the Great American Nightmare so far?
Oh, it's been, we've had, you know, we're going into, tonight's going to be our, 13th night, and we've had 12 other, you know, great nights starting on October 10th. I mean, The Used was incredible. Twisted and Cottonmouth Kings were awesome. Ozo Motley, we did a Luca Libre wrestling night, which was very cool. We had Ska Night on Sunday with Real Big Fish and Goldfinger. So, you know, it's all been varied. You know, we've done multiple, you know, up to five different genres of music throughout the run. So we've kind of given something to everybody, which was what our goal was.
That is a very cool thing. John, I'm going to be coming back with you in just a moment. I'd like to know a little bit more when we come back after our break about working with Rob Zombie and what that was like for you as an artist. You and I are listening to John Reese, who is music co-producer of Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare over in Pomona. We'll be back in just a moment here on Lancer Radio with more of the Halloween edition of Over Coffee. This is Dot Cannon on LancerRadio.org. We're Lancer Radio, streaming live at LancerRadio.org, and this is Over Coffee. Dot Cannon with you for this Halloween edition. We're talking today with John Reese, co-producer of the music for Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare, which is a haunt and music festival over in Pomona at the Fearplex, quote-unquote Fearplex. One critic has called this the most intensely disturbing haunted house he's ever experienced, and a great time. There are actually three haunted houses to this. John, I was wondering, what's that experience like working creatively with Rob Zombie?
Well, he's just the consummate professional. He takes everything he does extremely serious, and he's a person that really wants to give people value for their money. If you spend money, whether to go see him live or whether to go see one of his movies, his ultimate goal is to really give the folks that spend their hard-earned cash an experience that they're not going to forget. When he goes on tour, he spends more money on production than basically anybody else, and you've got insane production value with his shows on top of the multiple hits that he's recorded. So, you know, I can't say enough great things about Rob and what a pro he is and how much he cares. And that's ultimately it. This isn't something where he just put his name on this. This is something where he was involved in the process. You know, I speak with him multiple times a day, and we really analyze every little thing to make sure it's the best that it can be for the patrons.
If I remember correctly, he is a total Halloween fanatic from day one. His first band, White Zombie, was based on, I think, a character in a Bela Lugosi film.
Absolutely. And he grew up with his parents were kind of carnies, and so he's grown up as a showman, and I think that he spends the effort to really deliver something that people love.
Even as part of the creative team, John, what would you consider one of the scariest high tech parts of Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare?
Well, I'm a big, large man I'm a 250-pound, 6'2" guy who's really not afraid of very much. And I, the first time I went through the Haunt of a Thousand Corpses, I think I shrieked seven times and had the hair on my arms standing up five or six times. It's super freaky. And so, you know, I can see people, you know, I see people when they come out of it and they're like, wow, what an experience that was. And that's basically what we wanted to deliver. You know, it wasn't like, you know, we wanted to take it to the extreme. And I think we've done that.
We should mention that Haunt of a Thousand Corpses is based on a movie Universal would not release because it was too gory for them, House of a Thousand Corpses.
That's right, yes.
That takes something to impress Universal Studios. Will Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare be back next year?
Well, that's the plan. We don't know if we're gonna make it a traveling extravaganza, meaning going to different cities each year. You know, we're gonna take a step back after this is done, look at the pros, the cons. Everything that we've achieved and done with this, and then we'll make some decisions on whether we keep it in Los Angeles and grow it into other cities, or we take this to a different city and put it in this year. So those are decisions that we'll make in the coming months to decide how we want to do it. But it's for sure going to continue on.
We know a lot of Los Angeles Halloween fanatics are going here.
Yeah, absolutely.
As we wrap up here, we have a lot of artists listening. What would you consider that any artist could take away with them about their craft for what you have done with Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare?
I think the most important thing for an artist is A, you know, write, or if you're a recording artist, you know, get your best material and never give up and believe in your dream and work as hard as you can. And you know, if you're an artist, you're your biggest advocate, and get a good team around you, whether it's a booking agent or a manager and your record company, or if you're putting out records on your own, just believe and never give up. And I think that there's so many examples throughout history of great artists that just believe, and they strive, and you just have to die for your craft, I guess, is the best. You know, you have to take it to the nth degree and work as hard as you can to achieve success.
John, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll see you out there. And, you know, come check it out. It's an amazing event.
Listen for me to be the loudest scream there. You and I have been listening to John Reese, who's one of the music co-producers for Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare, Southern California's first ever horror and heavy metal event, currently in its final weekend at the Pomona Fairplex. You'll find out more information on Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare on greatamericannightmare.com. By the way, tonight's music festival performance features Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. Tomorrow evening, November 1st, Rob Zombie himself takes the stage for an added performance. That's greatamericannightmare.com. Dot Cannon here with you on Over Coffee, back in just a moment with more here on LancerRadio.org.